Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us is Dan Foreman, national expert in addiction treatment, and he operates NOLA Detox and Recovery Center. Dan, welcome back to the show. I've had you on before, actually.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back again.
So, Dan, obviously a lot of different stressors in and around recovery right now. What are you seeing and what's presenting itself at the present time?
Well, I think addiction and addiction-related disorders really took a backseat to the pandemic that we've been dealing with for the last couple of years, but it didn't go away. And one of the things that we've seen in the New Orleans area is that we've become really the center of the national opioid epidemic. And whereas we used to see pain medication as being the primary source of addiction, that's really graduated at this point to heroin and now fentanyl. And so the severity of cases has grown tremendously since we talked last. What we're seeing now is that with Narcan revival, Narcan being the medicine that you use to revive people from an opioid overdose, it used to be one Narcan would revive people. Now it's taking three, four, or even more Narcan injections to revive people, which just shows how strong the substances that people are purchasing off the streets are right now.
Dan, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, explain the differences between heroin 25 years ago and heroin today laced with whatever.
Well, really, we've obviously opioids have been around forever, and they've come a long way, especially as far as manufacturing goes. So whereas we used to see heroin imported from other countries, but it was pretty pure heroin, it really where we saw sort of the launch of the severity of addiction came from pharmaceuticals, from pain medication, and sort of the false pretense that pain medication was non-addictive. But we know now that that's not the case. And so what we saw was that people were using pain medication prescribed by physicians, and then when they were told they didn't need it anymore, that they could stop. They said, well, you know, no, I mean, I don't feel normal without it anymore. And so they started looking elsewhere, which created a whole new market for drugs. And as pain pills became harder and harder to get due to crackdowns by the FDA, we started seeing these new imports from China. And that's really where the source of fentanyl came from. It's just about 100 times stronger than what we used to see on the streets. And the unfortunate side of that is that we're seeing young people, teenagers, kids, using for the first time and overdosing and dying. And so addiction isn't even part of their story. They literally tried it once. And it's scary. And I'm the father of three teens myself. And to see what's happening right now is frightening.
And, you know, part of the issue, too, is you're out there buying it on the street market, right, from street dealers, and you really don't know, for lack of a better term, the efficacy of the product that you're buying. In other words, you don't know what the mix is. So you're it's a crapshoot. It's a gamble at best.
That's right. And now we're seeing fentanyl laced in other substances. So people think that they may be buying benzodiazepines or even marijuana, and there's fentanyl in the substance. And it's unbelievable how people are overdosing, and they come to us at NOLA Detox for treatment. We test them to find out what they're on so that we can prescribe the best medications and treat them well so they don't have to go through withdrawal symptoms. And they weren't even aware that they had taken fentanyl or heroin because it was in the substance that they thought they had purchased.
Are you seeing that is more and more prevalent now?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And I think one of the issues is that it hasn't gotten the public exposure that it was getting prior to the pandemic. And, you know, it was on the headlines every day. I mean, I'm sure you recall, and it was on your show, you know, we were talking about opioids all the time. And that stopped, I mean, with the pandemic. But what the pandemic did was just exacerbate the issue, because you had people in isolation who were using, and they were using without any sort of intervention. They were using to feel better. And I think we all used to a certain extent. You know, when we were locked down, some of us used food, some of us used other things. But, you know, for people that addiction is in their story, it was a very dangerous time. So one of the studies that came out recently was the fact that we had the largest increase of Narcan usage. That's, again, the medicine used to revive people who have opioid overdoses. The largest increase in the entire country was right here in the city of New Orleans. We used more. There was a larger Narcan increase than anywhere else. So we really became the center of the problem, which is why we recently opened NOLA Detox, because we wanted to provide a solution for this community.
Now, you guys have partnered with LSU Health, and obviously it's a great partner because of the amount of research that they do in and around addictive disorders, right?
Correct. And one of the reasons we chose to work with LSU Health, specifically it's the Department of Psychiatry. And we work with LSU Health because we understand that patients who come to us with addiction oftentimes have other psychiatric disorders, whether that be depression, anxiety, and other things. So what makes our program unique is that we can treat both. We can treat co-occurring disorders. Addiction being primary, we help them get off the substance, but then with partnership with LSU Health and LSU Psychiatry, we're able to treat the underlying illness as well.
As we look at treatment protocols across the country, it occurs to me that maybe that has been one of our failures. One, I think historically they've been too short, right? And others haven't really tried to holistically look at the individual and the challenges that they face.
Correct. And there's a revolving door with some treatment programs, especially some, you know, publicly funded treatment programs. They just don't have the resources to be able to really get into some of the underlying issues. We know, though, now that substances are just a symptom of the illness. They're not the cause of the illness. We know that a lot of people are born with the genetic illness of addiction, and that for some, they could try a drug and never try it again, and they don't care. But for others, they try it for the first time, and that's all they want. So yes, the first time someone uses is a choice, but beyond that, it really changes, because then, in many situations, it's all a person can think about. So we understand that we can treat the underlying illness once we remove the substance, and that's really what I think the whole national treatment model is going towards. So we're trying to end that revolving door of treatment. We're trying to treat people for the first time in our program and keep them in recovery. So that's our plan.
We're talking to Dan Foreman, national expert in addiction treatment. Dan, last time you and I talked, I seem to recall that we had a short conversation about methamphetamine. Are we still seeing a lot of meth out on the streets of not only New Orleans, but the surrounding parishes?
We are. The severity of methamphetamine in our area is not as much as it is in the Midwest and other parts of the country, but it's definitely there. And one of the reasons is because when people aren't able to get pain pills or heroin or fentanyl, they're going to take what they can get. So we're seeing a lot of people who never have used methamphetamine before who have graduated to that. The difference with methamphetamine and opioids is that opioids require a detox period, because people really feel awful when they stop using. I mean, it's been described as one of the worst feelings you could possibly have. It feels like dying, basically. So we prevent that with the use of other medications within our treatment program, highly regulated medications that we're able to use. But with methamphetamine, there's really not much you can do medically to help someone feel better at this point. So it really is just keeping a close eye on them and keeping them engaged in therapy and making sure that they're safe.
Yeah. But it has disastrous health outcomes, in some cases even more prevalent and stronger than opioid abuse.
That's true. I think why we're seeing such danger with opioids now is because people just don't know what's in it. And so the strength being so strong at this point, it's very deadly.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about treatment as a whole as an industry, with the landscape of the pandemic, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much impairment do you think actually has occurred?
Well, it's 10. I mean, we have seen one of the big issues we're seeing now is just a lack of treatment. And part of that has to do with the pandemic. Part of that has to do with the fact that we have to have special protocols now to keep patients safe in treatment. And there are a lot of people who actually aren't willing to go into residential care right now because they're afraid of catching COVID. So it's not only exacerbated the problem as far as causing people to use more because they're bored and they have nothing to do or they're scared, so they're using substances, but at the same time, there's just fewer treatment options.
Yeah. What are you seeing, not to get controversial because everybody goes half crazy when I bring this up, is there anything that you're seeing that's concerning for you relative to street-level marijuana?
Yes. Okay. So you're right. It's a highly controversial issue. And, you know, I don't take either side on this. I can tell you that in my experience, for some, it's been fine. I mean, it has not been an issue. But we often see marijuana usage in our patients, whether they're using THC and marijuana to self-medicate and it's something that's good for them or bad for them, I can't say. But it's frequent. And there has absolutely been an increase that we've seen. In fact, we have a lot of parents calling us about their young adult children. Please help us. Please, all he does is sit around and smoke pot all day, and we don't know what's in it. And he's not himself anymore. You know, he's changed, and so we're getting a lot more of those calls than we used to.
Do you think that these parents are over exaggerating the experience?
Well, you know, it's certainly not the reefer madness that we saw years ago. I think that there's some accuracy to it. I think part of it, too, is that oftentimes the parents don't know what else the adult child is using. With treatment, it's been critical that we have the buy-in from the patient themselves and not just from the parents. Very rarely do we have a situation where a parent calls us to help their child that we're able to help the child without them being engaged in the process, because it is voluntary.
Right. Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Well, I just appreciate your time. I appreciate the exposure with everything else going on. And, you know, I want to say this is a great time to get help. Addiction is a highly treatable illness. Whether somebody calls NOLA Detox or calls one of the other treatment options in our community, I encourage you to do it now and not wait.
Absolutely. Dan Foreman, thank you so much for your participation in this conversation, which is incredibly important to our community at large. We really appreciate your time and your insight.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.